This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm very excited to have him back on the show. His stock has grown leaps and bounds. He is Todd Davis, CEO of Index Corp. While they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EDXC. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again. Good to be here.
Hey, give my listeners, you know, since I've had you on the show, we've gotten about, 10,000 to 20,000 more listeners. Give the new listeners a little bit about statement of your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A today.
Okay. Index Corporation is based in Phoenix, Arizona, in a town called Cave Creek. We test, manufacture, and distribute products made from hemp-derived nutrients, specifically the cannabidiols and CBDs that are extracted from the plants. We make oil tinctures, we make vape supplies, we make capsule formulations, and we even have a new pet product line that's doing fantastic.
That's awesome. You know, like I was saying, last time you were on my show was in the 2016 of October. You told me at that time when I had you on the show that you plan on enhance the stock investors' value you have. At that time, the stock was at 0.26. Now it's trading above 6 cents, so bravo to you on that.
Thank you. Yeah, we've had a couple nice surges in the stock. We had a surge going into the election cycle up to about 8 cents, and then a pullback, and then another push to 9 cents. So we're stabilizing around 6-7 cents right now.
So how has your company focus changed over the last 12 months? There's a lot of talk, you know, since we, you know, you and I spoke in October. Obviously, there was some new laws that got passed for marijuana, recreation, and probably 4 or 5 new states. So how's your company changed, and what's the new focus here going forward?
Well, we have, we have two primary divisions. One's a technology and services division, and one is our consumer products under the brand name CBD Unlimited. And we've been driving most of our business, all of our sales growth is coming from the CBD Unlimited division. We are kind of reorganizing the company. We're dropping down the technology section into a big ticket item, but it's not going to be the face of the company as much anymore. We've had so much success. We've collaborated with doctors, research scientists, and different companies that are advancing the therapeutic benefits of this technology with the CBD, that this is going to be our primary focus, and we're really going to grow this out and become one of the leading companies in the industry.
You know, before I get on, I just want to change gears here a little bit. Last time you and I spoke, you were into 80 stores. You put out a press release a couple days ago. Your revenue growth was up 31%. Where do we go from here? What's the roadmap? What's the vision?
Essentially, we've established a footprint. We've got now over 100 stores nationwide carrying our products. These stores are, the frequency of reorder is every 20 to 45 days. They sell out of their products. They continually increase the amount that they purchase. Every time we introduce a new product line to these stores, they adopt it, and their sales go up 20 to 50%. So we're going to maintain that pace at the grassroots level. We've also had well over, I think we're approaching around 3,000 individual customers just from our retail standpoint, from our e-commerce site, CBD Unlimited, that have purchased, and the same type of stats. These people are regularly rebuying the product. They're adding products to what they like to take on a daily basis and utilize for their health and wellness, and it's growing nicely. The next step to grow this company and really show what our products can do nationwide is to enter into distribution agreements with some of the larger distributors, specialty food distributors, specialty product distributors around the country, and we expect to be into some major chains in this year, and also in some major chains of pet products. So that is, you know, once that happens, instead of growing 30% per quarter over quarter or 20% month over month, which is our current growth rate on that level, these will be, you know, the ticket size orders are a single month of revenues right now from a single buyer. So it will expand rapidly, and that's when we go exponential. So, you know, we're anticipating going from $30,000 to $50,000 a month right now in revenues up to the $300,000 to $500,000 in revenues by the end of this fiscal year. And if we get the right distributor in place, that could really ramp up quickly.
You guys have a new product out, PhytoBits. Is that taking off?
PhytoBites is actually our pet line. We did a soft launch in September around the time I last spoke with you. And we sold out of our product on the first soft launch. So we increased our production run by over 20 times, and we sold out of that, and we ran our second production line that completed 2 weeks ago, and it's moving very, very quickly. Everett, we received national exposure, especially through Fox. We were on Fox Business New York, our national, that went out. It was a three-minute segment. We were featured on an Arizona program, Fox News, on a live program at our production facility during production. And one of the broadcaster that was covering the story, he ate one of the products. He wanted to show the public that this is, you know, an edible product, safe for your pets. And those sales have skyrocketed. And now the reorders from those pet owners are extraordinary. The testimonies we're getting from pet owners on the benefits this is providing for animals is extraordinary. And this really could be one of our single biggest product lines. And projecting out right now, this could be, you know, a multi-$10 million product line.
You know, excuse my ignorance here, but PhytoBites, is there any CBD-based formula in that? What exactly does that do for animals?
It's an extrusion technology that's used to deliver medications and other nutrients in the pet industry. And we adopted that technology in a pharmaceutical-grade, FDA-approved facility to infuse CBD into it. So through controlled dosing, we put 2 milligrams per soft chew in it, and we deliver that to the dog. And based on their weight and their size, we have different measurements of how much you should give to your dog on a daily basis, but not to exceed the 2 to 4 milligram range per day. And that's really all the dog needs. You know, one PhytoBite a day, and these dogs are getting their mobility back. They're getting it's dramatically reducing their pain. They're getting energy back. Their diarrhea conditions, really bad conditions, chronic conditions in pets are resolving. And especially in the dogs that are 8 years and older.
Absolutely.
It's just breathing new life and energy back into them and improving the quality of life.
My guest today is Todd Davis. He is the CEO of Index Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol EDXC. How is the new product launch looking on the consumer side?
On the consumer side, you know, we've established our base with the oils and the capsule formulations. We are in production right now on our Mad Hatter chai tea. We call it chai tea CBD or Third Eye Chai, and it's in conjunction with a well-known national brand called Mad Hatter Tea and Coffee. So that's our first beverage that's coming out. We're in the process of acquiring another product called Amrita, which stands for Nectar of the Gods. It's an energy drink type format where it's all natural ingredients, including CBD in it, and it really does help fight inflation. It's for athletes. It's for people who like to go out and have a good time, help them recover. There's a lot of aspects to that. We've got three topicals, which will be skin applications, muscle applications, that we've been testing for the last year and a half. Those are now ready for market. And then we have one new capsule formulation that we tested in a doctor-driven trial that we're calling Nightcaps. This is a nighttime formula specifically to aid and support better sleeping, better REM sleep, and also fight the inflammation during the sleep cycle by using the CBD. So with that, we'll have close to 25 SKUs by the end of the year, fully out in the market, and it'll give our retail clients plenty of options to provide to their customer bases.
You know, is your M3 hub and your auto suspense, is that advancing? Where are we at? And give us a little bit of a roadmap.
Well, we after our last interview, we went out and introduced our technology to the pharmacy space, where we were looking to target this AutoSpend technology and the tracking systems and compliance platform to a new market other than the medical marijuana arena. When we did that, we had huge feedback. We took it to the Pharmacy Buyers Conference in San Antonio in November, and since then, we have deployed one of our units in a new commercial client, and we are looking to advance that science and that platform into the front-of-the-counter pharmacy space, remote dispensing platforms, and will call platforms that support the pharmacy industry. It's the same application as the medical marijuana. You know, we tested that in an environment where it allowed for a rough environment, for one. Two, it gave us an idea how patients would act when they could put some of the responsibility in their hands to retrieve their medicinal products, and how the behavior would work. So in an ATM-style format, where someone accesses the room with a security card, an ID, they can then access the machine in this safe environment, retrieve their product, and leave, just like you would going to the bank. But this is going to be something that we are able to deploy into that pharmacy space, too. So when the pharmacy shuts its gates, you still have a machine there that can service their customers after hours, where they can pick up their product or buy high-end products from the pharmacists that are typically held behind the counter. And that includes things like Sudafed and razors and condoms and things like that that are high-value items that get stolen a lot in the pharmacy environment.
Absolutely.
So it's a big-ticket business, and it has a specific sales force and a team that's being built specifically for that, and we will build all around that. So with the new team that I brought together, we've got engineers, service agents, software architects, and masters in all things wireless. This is going to be a big platform. We're just tweaking it a little bit more, and it is ready for market.
Index Corp is the company that we're highlighting today on Stock Day Radio. My guest is Todd Davis. He's the CEO of that company. Well, they trade on the OTC market under the ticker symbol EDXC. In closing here, Todd, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Yeah, you know, as far as increasing shareholder value, we are completing our two-year audit. That will be 4 years of audited financials. We will be rebranding the company, possibly even seeking a new stock, a new ticker symbol. We are uplisting to either the QB or the QX on OTC markets. And we have, right now, we have a syndicate of three separate banks, that's going to join in and help finance this company and help us grow it out to a $50 to $100 million company in relative short order in the next 1 to 3 years. So that's our current direction, and that's where we want to get investors involved now and get them in early.
Absolutely. Like I said, if they would have got back into the stock in October, it was at 2.5 cents, maybe a little bit above that. Now you're over at 6 cents. Your market cap's only around 16 million. I've been looking at companies in this space that their market cap really doesn't have even as much as revenues as you do, not even a bright future as much as you guys do, and their market cap is north of $100 million. So I think you guys are still completely way undervalued, but that's one man's opinion. That's my opinion. I wish you nothing but success. I want to check back with you in 40 or 45 days to get an update to see how things are going.
Well, thanks, Everett, and I look forward to answering any questions that new investors may have. Appreciate the platform.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.